I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on schools across Northwest Indiana moving to e-learning or delaying in-person starts this fall, and the Indianapolis 500's plans for spectators this month. Lake County Health Officer Dr. Shandana Vavilala has some new guidance for school reopenings. The Times reports that the office is making recommendations for safety measures that school leaders should take if they choose to reopen their buildings, as well as a threshold for positive county testing rates and how they should influence school operations. Dr. Vavilala says there are different sized schools and different sized classrooms, so they're leaving it up to individual school corporations to fit the county recommendations into their plans. The guidance establishes a four-tiered threshold for school operations, with color-coded phases establishing whether districts should operate in person, online, or in a hybrid model based on positive COVID-19 rates in the county. Elementary and secondary schools are addressed separately. Several Lake County school districts cited the new guidance as to why they made plans and recommendations to open the fall with virtual studies only in the 2021 school year. Dr. Vavilala strongly recommends the cancellation of all fall contact sports. Those schools, in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, beginning their school year with e-learning include the school town of Highland. They will begin offering online education for the first 9 weeks of the 2021 school year because of COVID-19. Superintendent Brian Smith shared the news in a letter to parents on Monday, citing new guidelines established by the Lake County Health Department for the reason not to go to in-person learning at first. Lake County School Corporation will allow parents the choice for in-person or virtual instruction for the start of the 2021 school year. The school board rejected a proposal from the superintendent to go full e-learning for the first 4 weeks, but did agree to a delay for students' first days, originally scheduled for August 12th, now moving it to August 17th. The school city of East Chicago announced on Monday night as well that they would be moving to e-learning for the first 9 weeks of the school year, according to the Times. East Chicago Superintendent Dieta Wright said that about 60% of parents in East Chicago preferred e-learning to begin the school year. Gary Community School Corporation, Michigan City Area Schools, and Portage Township Schools have opted to start their 2021 school year virtually as well. Indiana has surpassed 68,000 confirmed COVID-19 virus cases. The state's health department says Monday that an additional 582 people have been diagnosed with the disease, bringing the state's total to 68,433. Confirmed deaths due to complications from the virus are at 2,780. Health officials say another 200 probable deaths have been reported based on clinical diagnosis in patients for whom no positive test is on record. More than 775,000 COVID-19 tests have been reported statewide. In sports, the Post Tribune reports that LaPorte schools have suspended workouts in football, boys tennis, and wrestling because of the coronavirus pandemic. Administrators said there was a positive COVID-19 test in both boys tennis programs and the football program. Athletic Director Ed Gillian wrote in a letter Sunday night that they'll speak and consult with the LaPorte County Health Department as to when a safe return to practice may occur. Major League Baseball. The Chicago Cubs host the Kansas City Royals tonight at 7:15. The Cubs were victorious last night 2-0, giving them their fourth straight win. They're now 8-2 on the season, good for first place in the National League Central. The Royals, with a loss, are now 3-8. Chicago White Sox came from behind last night to win 6-4 over the Milwaukee Brewers. It's the Sox's fifth straight win as they move to 6-4 and sit in second place in the AL Central. The Sox and 3-4 Brewers are back at it again at 7:10 tonight in Milwaukee. The Oilmen lost last night, ending their 5-game win streak. The loss puts them at 18-8, but still tied for first place against the 18-8 DuPage County Hounds. And where do the Oilmen travel tonight? Well, if you guessed DuPage County, you'd be correct. First place is on the line tonight at 5 o'clock for the Oilmen and Hounds. In the NBA, the Pacers moved to 2-0 in the NBA bubble following their 111-100 victory over the Washington Wizards last night. The Pacers are in action tonight against the Orlando Magic, who are also 2-0 in the bubble. And Roger Penske has reversed course and decided not to allow fans at the Indianapolis 500 later this month. The 104th running of the greatest spectacle in racing will be without spectators for the first time, who have shown up to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway every year, even during the Great Depression. It was a flip for Penske, who initially said he would not run the 500 without fans, but as the pandemic continues to spread through the nation, the decision was made to limit capacity to 50%. The Speedway then lowered that number to 25% and now has decided on no fans at all. The Chicago Blackhawks are off tonight following last night's 6-3 loss against the Edmonton Oilers. The best of five Stanley Cup qualifier series is now tied at 1. Both teams will hit the ice tomorrow night at 9:30. Game 4 is on Friday. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast, tonight mostly clear skies, a low near 53. Wednesday mostly sunny, a high near 75. Thursday sunny skies, a high near 78. Friday sunny, a high near 83. For Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM, I'm Tom Maloney. This has been your midday news update. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to share.